National Coordinator for the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, Kodeyo Kofi Ahin, says it is dangerous for any political party to declare its own election results when the Electoral Commission has not done so. He says such a move can unleash chaos in the country or in certain electoral areas. Mr. Ahin was reacting to comments by an MPP stalwart, Mark Menu, that the party would declare its own results. Mr. Ahin said it is only the Electoral Commission which is mandated by law to collate and declare results. He spoke on Behind the News.
The rules of the case are very clear that only the Electoral Commission declares election results. Any other thing, any other, whether they're coming from the media or whatever. And more so, it's even more serious when a party comes out to declare the results of an election which has been announced by the Electoral Commission. But that is why I have the problem. See, let me also say that, for example, Kodeyo has been doing the PVC.
Sure.
That is a prior voter tabulation. Kodeyo goes to sample polling stations around the country. And we also have results, you know, collated from the polling station. But we don't even tell anybody. We keep it to our chest. We keep it to our chest when it comes to the crunch. When we wait and see that, no, there's something untoward happening by way of the declaration of results, for example, which is a false one, which maybe by way of the declaration is not going according to the dictate, according to what we saw. Then we may be forced to come out and say that this is what could be yourself. So it's the same with the party. You wait, you collect your own results, you put it together, whatever. And then when the commission announces and you find that there's a problem, then you are to come out. But you see, when the electoral commission is declared, you also declare it. How about if you declare your party members have a field that you have won, and then the electoral commission comes otherwise? What is going to happen? There will be pandemonium, there will be chaos, there will be confusion. Once it comes out that a party has won, and then the commission says that it's not true, then of course, it sets the ground for chaos.
National Youth Organizer of the MPP, Samie Wuku, says the party's campaign manager, Mark Benu's comment was intended to build confidence in students of Takoradi Polytechnic. Mr. Wuku said if the Electoral Commission presents results that does not tally with its compilation, the party will declare the results it has to the EC.
Was at a student gathering at the Takoradi Polytechnic, and some students were expressing concern that over the years they vote for the MP. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, they suspect that they see that we are shortchanged in the collation of the results, or we are shortchanged in his declaration. And McMahon was giving them confidence and hope that they should step out confidently to go cast a ballot. And then the party this time around is collating figures. It's also been stated that he said once we collate our results from the polling station staff, if the EC presents results that doesn't tally with the one we have, we could also declare the one we have to them so that they could also compare that this is what we have and this is what you also have. So why the variation and the differences? So I'm surprised that people from the NDC talk are busying themselves about instead of arresting the dire economic situation in our country, instead of the serious security situation we have in the Ashanti region, instead of the class corruption that we need to fight as a country, and the high unemployment issue. So this is more or less much ado about nothing.
National Youth Organizer of the MPP, Samie Wuku. Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyiduhu, says a statement by Mr. McMahon depicts lawlessness and ridicules the EC's mandate.
The number of ballot papers in the ballot box is then the process of counting begins. And the counting is done in the open. 1, 2, 3, etc. Once that is over, the declaration of results is also done in the open right there at the polling station by an accredited officer, the Electoral Commissioner. So, madam, what is it that will make the MPP attempt to declare its own results when we have this very transparent process already there? It is just an attempt to create chaos, move swim in very dangerous, lawless waters. And that's not going to happen. It's not about collection of results. But as for the collection of results, we all do it. But McMahon was specific. He talked about declaration. And I'm saying Article 49 of the 1992 Constitution is clear on which group of persons or which state entity is given the mandate to declare results of election and referenda.
Well, so if that is the case, then some would also argue that this might just be a political talk. When you are on a political platform, you can't say anything.
Is that allowed? That once on a political platform you can abuse the constitution of Ghana and get away with it?
Since we all know that the EC has the mandate to declare the results,
People all know that he has a mandate to declare results. Why should Matbendu now be telling young men that they will declare their own results and we must accept it as a people? Is that what you are telling me? That people who are seeking the mandate of the state are claiming that they will abuse the constitution of the Republic of Ghana? They have consistently and continuously bastardized state institutions. They bastardized the police, they bastardized the military, for which reason they brought in three South African mercenaries to come and train their own security personnel.